everyone. You're listening to Yap Snacks, a series of bite-sized content hosted by me, Hala Taha. Sometimes on Yap Snacks, I dig deep on a certain hot topic like NFTs or Web 3.0, and I'll try to unpack these super complex topics into a short episode. And then sometimes I'll recap episodes that I'll talk about a certain topic. Like I'll take 4 episodes that talk about negotiation. I'll pull out the best of the best clips from all those different episodes and I'll put them in 1 summary episode for you guys to digest and take away all the main things that you need to learn about negotiation. And then sometimes I'll do something totally unique and different. And that's the case for this episode. This episode is in celebration of the new year. 2022 is coming up on our heels. And as you guys may know, the last question I ask every guest on my show for almost the last 2 years now is, what is your secret to profiting in life? And when I say profiting, I make it clear that this is not just about money. And Young and Profiting Podcast is not just about making money. It's about profiting in every aspect of your life, your personal life, your professional life, your financial life, your social life. And since my guests don't know I'm asking this question, unless they listen to my show on their own accord, I usually get their first gut reaction when it comes to what they think the secret to profiting in life is. And that can be so powerful. I interview such impressive people, best-selling authors, Fortune 50 CEOs, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. So I asked all these different people their secret to profiting in life, and I asked my Yap team to dig through all these episodes. I said, please pull out the responses, let's transcribe them, let's put them all in one doc, and then let's evaluate and see if any common themes come up. And some things became apparent quite quickly. When it comes to the secret in profiting in life, there was lots and lots of talk about knowing your purpose. And with your purpose, you can have clear priorities in what you love, what you believe in, what you're going to spend your time on, who you serve. And then as you go about fulfilling your journey, you have to make sure you enjoy that never-ending journey as you go about fulfilling your purpose. You've got to enjoy the time it takes to fulfill your purpose and the ups and the downs. And then also to not forget to ultimately spend your time wisely and live a well-balanced life that's not just all about making money. So that was like one distinct set of themes that I found in all of these responses. And then the other distinct set of themes was really about love and service. So there was lots of talk about love and service for yourself, love and service for your network. And we'll talk more about that on the next Yap Snacks episode. So the first theme that I came across was really trusting the process. 2021 was a great year for Young and Profiting and Yap Media. And for me personally, I landed the cover of Podcast Magazine in January. That set off the year phenomenally. I quit my job in February. I became a full-time entrepreneur. I 10x'd my revenue at Yap Media. I went from 2 clients to almost 20. I grew my team to 60 team members around the world. I dominated Clubhouse in its prime months. But that's just the highlight reel. There were ups and downs. Trust me, there were client fires. There were failed projects, wasted money, major mistakes, good employees leaving my company that I was pretty devastated that they left. And when you're chasing after a goal or a dream, it can feel like the world is moving at high speeds. And things don't always go according to plan. We're always scrolling on social media, seeing people's highlight reels, and we don't realize that behind all the success, there's lots of failures. Chasing a dream is scary, but a common theme that my guest brought up is the importance of enjoying the journey and the process and not just the ultimate outcomes. In episode number 128, Tiffany Bova, global growth evangelist, author, and speaker, perfectly encapsulated the importance of having patience while experiencing growth.
Trust the process. Trust the process. It's a short answer, but I gave you a lot of history on my career. Had I thought that I had to stay one place and move up and trust the fact that was going to happen? Or did I bet on myself and change jobs? Not always moving up. Sometimes it was lateral. Sometimes it was down. You know, ultimately, I had to trust the process. And when you're young, you don't. You have no patience. You want it to be done. You want it all to be, you know, perfect and ready. And as you get a little bit older, you realize that's rarely, if ever, possible. So you have to trust the process that even if you try and fail, you will have learned something, right? You either win or learn. You never lose. So, you know, I'd say trusting the process is absolutely the best piece of advice I can give anybody.
Tiffany is so right. Even though we all know that success isn't a linear line, we still expect that it looks this way once we're in the trenches. And because this reality isn't going to meet our expectations, we feel like complete failures when we don't see our results fast enough. It's really destructive to think this way. It's a results-oriented mindset. And when you value the results more than the process, you experience more emotional highs and lows. Legendary podcaster John Lee Dumas agrees in episode number 96 when he answered the question by simply saying the secret to profiting to life is perspective.
Perspective. Because if you have the right perspective, you know that you're winning in the moment right now because things could be so much worse. Like, yes, things could be better for all of us, but they could be so much worse. So perspective.
Perspective is key. Because if you allow every success and failure along the way to control how you feel about your effort, it's going to be a bumpy ride. You always have to remember that successes and failures will inevitably happen. And the good news is if you start trusting the process, you'll no longer let the results validate your feelings. You'll start to understand and accept that setback and failure is a part of your journey, and you experience these swings in a much milder way. As a new entrepreneur, I was so blessed to hear this advice early on in the year. I always try not to be on either end of the extreme. I try not to get too excited when things are going great. I landed a huge deal, I made a lot of money, or I got on the cover of a magazine. And I also try not to get too bummed out if something doesn't work out, if a client wants to leave, or if an employee leaves the company. I don't go to the extremes. My team needs a steady leader, and I've learned that being even keeled allows me to think more clearly and make the right decisions for our business. So being even keeled and trusting the process is so important. And if you've been listening to Yap over the years, you may be familiar with Chris Voss. He's the world's leading negotiation expert and a former FBI agent. He recently came back on the show for episode number 144, and during it, he revealed his secret to profiting in life is also to zoom out and appreciate the journey.
And I was just thinking about it earlier today. I mean, probably two things. Yeah, it's a journey. Look, it's just a journey. Take your eyes off the destination and focus on a journey. And then whatever you're into, it's got to be something that's larger than you. And so if there's something you're dedicated to that you're pursuing that's bigger than you, life is going to be enormously rich.
And this ties in nicely to the second major theme I came across after evaluating all the responses to the question, what is your secret to profiting in life? And that is finding purpose to fuel your priorities. It's a question as old as time. What is my purpose in life? Research shows that finding your purpose is linked to living longer. Researchers surveyed nearly 7,000 older adults on the relationship between mortality and finding your purpose. Participants who did not have a strong sense of meaning in their lives were more than twice as likely to die prematurely as those who had figured out their purpose in life. It is no wonder that purpose was another reappearing topic that many of my guests told me was their secret to profiting in life. Venture capitalist and Shark Tank TV personality Matt Higgins, in episode number 145, says that to be profiting in life, you need to be intentional. You need to know your purpose so you avoid looking back one day and feeling regretful of your life. He often thinks about his death and what he wants written on his tombstone or said at his funeral to help him define his values and his true purpose in life.
I really think it's being intentional. I think that if you look at what's one of the worst emotions we go through, it's not anger, it's not sadness, it's regret, because it's the one self-inflicted emotion that you can completely avoid. And so the antidote to regret is intention. So I think the secret for me profiting in life is I'm always working backwards from my deathbed and my epitaph. What do I want my epitaph to read? And what am I going to feel on my deathbed?
Let's hold that thought and take a quick break with our sponsors. Young and Profiters, we are all making money. But is your money hustling for you? Meaning, are you investing? Putting your savings in the bank is just doing you a total disservice. You got to beat inflation. I've been investing heavily for years. I've got an E-Trade account. I've got a Robinhood account. And it used to be such a pain to manage all of my accounts. I'd hop from platform to platform. I'd always forget my Fidelity password, and then I have to reset my password. I knew that needed to change because I need to keep track of all my stuff. Everything got better once I started using Yahoo Finance, the sponsor of today's episode. You can securely link up all of your investment accounts in Yahoo Finance for one unified view of your wealth. They've got stock analyst ratings. They have independent research. I can customize charts and choose what metrics I want to display for all my stocks so I can make the best decisions. I can even dig into financial statements and balance sheets of the companies that I'm curious about. Whether you're a seasoned investor or looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Hey, Yap Fam. Starting my LinkedIn Secrets Masterclass was one of the best things I've ever done for my business. I didn't have to waste time figuring out all the nuts and bolts of setting up a website that had everything I needed, like a way to buy my course, subscription offerings, chat functionality, and so on, because it was super easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your first product, finally taking your side hustle full-time, or making $500,000 from your masterclass like me. And it doesn't matter if you're selling digital products or vegan cosmetics, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered as you scale. Stop those online window shoppers in their tracks and turn them into loyal customers with the internet's best converting checkout. I'm talking 36% better on average compared to other options out there. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from huge shoe brands like Allbirds to vegan cosmetic brands like Thrive Cosmetics. Actually, back on episode 253, I interviewed the CEO and founder of Thrive Cosmetics, Carissa Bodnar, and she told me about how she set up her store with Shopify and it was so plug and play. Her store exploded right away. Even for a makeup artist type girl with no coding skills, it was easy for her to open up a shop and start her dream job as an entrepreneur. That was nearly a decade ago. And now it's even easier to sell more with less thanks to AI tools like Shopify Magic. And you never have to worry about figuring it out on your own. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, so you can focus on the important stuff, the stuff you like to do. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/profiting, and that's all lowercase. If you want to start that side hustle you've always dreamed of, if you want to start that business you can't stop thinking about, if you have a great idea, what are you waiting for? Start your store on Shopify. Go to shopify.com/profiting now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. Shopify.com/profiting for a $1 per month trial period. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. Verna Myers is also someone who knows her purpose and goes after it as the VP of Inclusion Strategy for Netflix and the CEO of her own diversity and inclusion training company. In episode number 108, she broke down why aligning with her purpose was a key factor to her success, and that sometimes you need to be ready to say no to other opportunities to make space for what you really want.
I have several, but the one I'm going to go with is alignment. And what I mean by alignment is really looking for the messages in your life to sit down. What has my life been saying to me about what the purpose is that I can serve on behalf of others? And, you know, when you do it, you start to say, oh, there was that, and then there was that, and there was that. And you start to see that commonality. And you start to say, how do I align all of that I am doing to that purpose? in my personal life, in my work life, in my friend life, in the ways that I volunteer. Because when you've got all sorts of things going on, you're often at cross purposes. You're like canceling out sometimes the good that you're doing. And so I have learned to align, which means you also have to say no to stuff. Because you're like, that doesn't actually go. But once you realize, you know, and you try to say where your vision is and you understand your purpose, opportunities come by and you're like, oh, grab that one. Because that's part of the flow. And that's the other piece I would say. Alignment helps you get into flow. What it also does is it helps you to say no to things that might be great. They may be great, but they're not in the flow. When you get in the flow, there's a certain kind of efficiency. There's a certain kind of profitability, and then it just keeps feeding on itself. You feel good inside. You're projecting clarity to folks. You are attracting more opportunities, and you're letting go. So much the secret is, let go as quickly as you can. Like, stay with reality. We spend so much time saying, why isn't it like this? Can't believe this happened to me. I don't know why she treated me like. There's a lot of that going on that takes up a lot of energy. It is what it is. You don't have control over everybody. You don't have control over nobody except yourself. So what's your flow? What's your purpose? How are you giving back? Why were you brought here? And then how are you going to keep unfolding and evolving?
What Verna said reminds me of this quote. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Purpose is like a compass. It's the driving force you can use to prioritize the actions you will and will not take. And it also amplifies your productivity. Because a strong purpose will give you an anchor when things are crazy and chaotic. And when things are great, purpose will give you wings to soar even further. In episode number 107, productivity expert Josh Kaufman concurs.
My secret to profiting in life, I think, is spending a lot of time being very clear about what I want and what I don't want. And that sounds simpler than it is in practice. But I think that there, you know, we all have a limited amount of time and energy and capacity. And there are certain things that kind of sound good in the moment, but end up being distractions. And there are other things that sound really difficult or really frustrating that end up being the core of what it is for us to live a fulfilling life, whatever that definition is for you. And so I think spending a little bit more time in that headspace, like, what do I want right now? And why do I want those things? What am I doing to get those things? And what am I ignoring because it's just not important enough for me? The more you have a very clear image of that in your mind, and the more that you update that over time, because we change as people, like our situation changes, our values change, our priorities change. Like, keeping really up on like what you're doing and why in this moment right now in your context, the more you do that, the better decisions you'll make and the more effective you'll be at doing the things that are necessary to move you in the direction you want to go.
And back in episode number 146, Charles Duhigg, habit master extraordinaire and one of the most popular authors in the world, also agrees that knowing what you want helps you make better choices.
You know, I think that in general, one of the things that the research tells us and that I've definitely found in my own life is that the more we give ourselves time to think deeply about the choices that we're making, the more we make better choices. And so one of the big questions is to ask yourself, you know, am I spending time on the things that actually matter to me? Or have I simply gotten into a autopilot mode where, like, because I have 30 emails today, I'm going to spend an hour and a half doing emails. And of course, if you spend an hour and a half doing emails, you're going to have 40 emails tomorrow. It is natural to get into a place where our habits take over and we stop making decisions because it's easier not to make decisions. But the most successful people are the ones who force themselves to make choices every single day. Because, of course, the most important choices you can make is, what am I going to spend my time on and what am I going to say no to?
We know purpose is important, but it can be hard to always stick to it. At times, our purpose can feel unpopular or difficult. Our family or friends may be against it. And in episode number 117, Trent Shelton, former NFL player and founder of the nonprofit Rehab Time, spoke to me about following his purpose, even when it seemed hard.
I got to go with understanding what truly matters to you. Who matters and what matters. And saying that, that is a branch off of the tree of fulfillment. Fulfillment is everything. When you do the things that truly fulfill you, then you will have an abundance of life holistically. And so focus on that. Don't focus on the things that bring you notoriety, bring you success, bring you whatever. And my definition of success is fulfillment. And so if you can say, man, this is truly fulfilling me, even if it's unpopular, even if it's not the trend, even if you don't get any recognition, even if you don't get followers from it, you can live a life of fulfillment. That's a great life, because that life equals a life of peace. And I think peace is what we all seek for in different forms as we try to navigate this world.
So the next theme I came across during the dozens of interviews that I had this year when asking my famous words, what's your secret to profiting in life, was the need to find time for balance and taking time to play the game of life beyond just work and making money. When we find our purpose, it's tempting to just charge ahead, to bury ourselves in our work. And most of us listening to this podcast are ambitious. That's why you listen to a podcast like Young and Profiting. But finding time to do things that make you happy and might not make you money also matters too. This past year, a few guests have left us with the advice that finding a perfect balance in life is a huge factor to your success. I personally really, really need to follow this advice. It's one of the things that I want to work on in 2022 is improving my relationships and finding things for hobbies and doing things aside just working and making money. And so next we'll hear from author, podcaster, and time management expert, Laura Vanderkam, and why she believes paying attention to where you spend your time can make you more profitable in life.
Profiting is having extra, you know, that there is more coming in than what is going out. And I think that this is a good way to think about our time as well, that we have more coming, more available to us, you know, and spending on things we would like to do than the things that sort of drain us and make us unhappy. And yes, there are things we have to do in life. But even so, like, even if you absolutely hated your job and it was 40 hours a week, there are 168 hours in a week. And so if you slept 8 hours a night, so that's 56 hours per week, 7 times 8, 56, 40 hours for work, we still have 72 hours for other things. And so you could think of yourself as, you know, yes, I have this money, time going out for the work that I'm not thrilled about, but I have these 72 other hours that I can do other things with. Wow, what a profit, right? Or, you know, maybe I can change the work too. And then I look even more profitable because I have even more of my hours that I feel, you know, good about.
And when it comes to living a life of balance, you actually need to know what you want. If you're truly happy making, let's say, 100K a year, you don't need to become an entrepreneur and work 100 hours a week. Steve Ulscher, founder and CEO of Podcast Magazine, believes that living a life of balance is all about clearly defining what you actually need versus what you just want.
You got to be really clear on what you want versus what it is that you need. And what I know to be true is that far too many people will go through life focused on what it is that they believe that they want. And that focus on what it is that they believe that they want, as opposed to having true clarity on what it is that they actually need, will continue to impact them in a way where they're never truly present. And they're always looking at what is potentially available to them, for them, and outside of their existing arena of life, if you will. And so it becomes challenging, right? When you're so focused on what it is that you think that you want, that you forget to really just pause, take the time to look at what you have and be grateful for what it is that you have, but also to find true fulfillment in what it is that you have. And so the easiest example I can use and share with you here is the biggest difference between having what you want and what it is that you need is like somebody who lives in, let's say, a two-bedroom apartment, and they're paying, you know, $4,000 a month or whatever it is, if you're in Manhattan or wherever, it's a lot more than that, right? But whatever it is for that. But what you actually need and could very well be happy in is a studio apartment, right? And it's the car that you're paying for that you don't need. It's this, it's all these things that you think that you want. And ultimately, at the end of the day, all of that adds, let's just say it adds up to $7,000 a month in terms of what your nut is, your expenses, et cetera, et cetera. When in fact, what you need could reflect nut perhaps of maybe just $2,000 a month, taking public transportation instead of owning a car and all of these things. And that $5,000 difference is ultimately what keeps people living in that perpetual state of having to hustle, having to scramble, having to do more than they actually need to do. And so that fundamental question of just having clarity around what it is that you want versus what it is that you actually need can help dramatically in pretty much all of those areas.
We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors.
Young Improviters, I've been a full-time entrepreneur for about 4 years now, and I finally cracked the code on hiring. I look for character, attitude, and reliability. But it takes so much time to make sure a candidate has these qualities on top of their core skills in the job description. And that's why I leave it to Indeed to do all the heavy lifting for me. Indeed is the most powerful hiring platform out there, and I can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. With Yap Media growing so fast, I've got so much on my plate. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to go back to the days where I was spending hours on all these other different inefficient job sites, because now I can just use Indeed. They've got everything I need. According to U.S. Indeed data, the moment Indeed sponsors a job, over 80% of employers get candidates whose resumes are a perfect match for the position. One of my favorite things about Indeed is that you only have to pay for applications that meet your requirements. No other job site will give you more mileage out of your money. According to Talent Nest 2019, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join the more than 3 million businesses worldwide who count on Indeed to hire their next superstar. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Offer is good for a limited time. I'm speaking to all you small and medium-sized business owners out there who listen to the show. This is basically free money. You can get a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Claim your $75 sponsored job credit now at Indeed.com/profiting. Again, that's Indeed.com/profiting, and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/profiting. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In episode number 103, Britt Morin, the founder and CEO of Britt & Co., tells us that her secret to living a life of balance and a truly profiting life is to minimize energy draining activities while maximizing energy giving activities.
My secret to profiting in life is to become incredibly aware of what fills me with energy rather than takes it from me. And I think this is a pattern that a lot of people get into where they're habitually doing the same thing every day. And that could be in work or in your home life. And if you chronicle all of the things that you're doing, I bet you more than 50% of them are energy draining, not energy giving. And so the question becomes, how do you either delegate the energy draining stuff or, you know, make that sub 10% and fill your days and fill your life with the things that are energy giving to you? Because life is short and we don't have time to spend wasting our energy. We should be filling our energy, and therefore it becomes contagious to others. And if we're all doing that, how much better of a world could we create?
And now we're going to fast forward to episode number 116 with Netflix co-founder Mark Randolph. He also believes that profiting in life goes well beyond just money and fame, and that you've got to find time to live a life of balance.
Profiting in life is balance. You know, you got to do the things that make you happy in life, because believe, I tell you, the answer isn't necessarily money or fame or any of that stuff. You have to say what's important to you and make sure you construct a life that gives you that. And if you don't know what you want, the odds of you actually getting it are extremely remote. And for me, I've always had these three pieces to it. I love being an entrepreneur. I do have to do that. But it's not everything. I've also got a wife and I have three kids and I want to know them and I want to have a relationship with them. And I've got to make sure I carve out the time to make sure that's important. And as you've also heard, I love being outdoors. And unfortunately, although being outdoors is incredibly rewarding, it usually is not the kind of thing you can squeeze in between an 11 o'clock meeting and a 2 o'clock call. You've got to plan and build the life that allows you to get away and do those things. And if you can put together the things like that, if you can have that balance in your life, if you can have the relationships, the personal fulfillment, and of course, the things that make you intellectually engaged, you are a rich person indeed.
You know, so many guests had this sentiment, this need to proactively insert balance in your life. One of the most memorable responses to this question was from author and leadership expert Peter Bregman in episode number 140, when he related life to a game of Monopoly.
About a week ago, I was playing Monopoly with my kids, and it struck me, and I've only played Monopoly a few times in my adult life, but it struck me, wow, life really is like Monopoly. Like, you're playing this game, and you're making a ton of money, and it's fake, but you get by hotels and things like that, and you get totally competitive, and you could win, you could definitely win, and we could totally focus that on life. But in the end, you close the board, and you put the money back into the, you know, little plastic container, and you shut it. And then the question is, what was important about that game? Like, what was the most important thing about that Monopoly game? And yes, the competition and the fun and all of that, but it's like, did I enjoy my time with the people I was playing with? Like, did we have fun? Were we engaged? Did I put myself in it, but in a way that like enhanced our relationship instead of storming away saying you cheated and blah, 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 you know, was it fun? Was I connected with those people? That is the only thing that matters after a game of Monopoly. It doesn't matter who won, right? It's meaningless who won. And I think profiting in life is playing your life like you would play a really successful game of Monopoly.
Well, there you have it, folks. Part one of my Secrets to Profiting in Life recap series, which uncovers the top themes of the year in response to our last question on every show. What is your secret to profiting in life? And when it comes to being young and profiting, we all know it's about being as productive as possible. And being productive, I've learned over the years, really comes from knowing your purpose, having clearly defined priorities, not getting stuck in the highs and the lows, trusting the process, if you will, but also knowing that work and money and career isn't everything. Having a healthy mind, having a healthy body, having great external relationships will also ensure that you're super productive when you have to work, and is also the key to living a fulfilling, young, and profiting life. If you like this episode, please leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. You guys can find me on LinkedIn. Just search for my name. It's Hala Taha, and Instagram @YapWithHala. This is your host, Hala Taha, signing off.